Stistan asina sayana kakamriga gocharita pibati kadate abamehatisma. Okay, I'll do it one more time. Evam gomriga kakacharyaya brajam stistan asina sayana kakamriga gocharita pibadati pibati kadati abamehatisma. Translation, or everybody can repeat after me. Evam does go. What's the meaning of go? Yes. Oh, everybody knows. Of cows. Mriga. What's mriga? Deer. Like mrigari. Kaka. What's kaka? Crows.
Is it there?
No, it's not there. Chariyaya. By the activities. Brajan. Moving. Tistan. Standing. Ashinaha. Sitting. Sayanaha. Lying down. Kakamriga gocharita. Behaving exactly like the crows, deer, and cows. Pibati, drinks. Kadati, eats. Abamehati, passes urine. Sma, he did so. Translation. In this way, Lord Rishabdev followed the behavior of cows, deer, and crows. Sometimes he moved or walked, and sometimes he sat down in one place. Sometimes he lay down, behaving exactly like cows, deer, or crows. In that way, he ate, drank, passed stool and urine, and cheated the people in this way. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Rishabdev possessed a transcendental spiritual body. Since the general public could not appreciate his behavior and mystic yoga practice, they began to disturb him. To cheat them, he behaved like crows, cows, and deer. Evam gubriga kakacharyaya brajam stistan asina sayana kakamriga gocharita pibati kadati abamahit haetasma. Om agyana timirandasya gyanangyana shalakaya chakshurum nilitam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Tirupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Shajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vidamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesvare Vishabhanu Sute Deve Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kipasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. In this way, Lord Rishabdev followed the behavior of cows, deer, and crows. Sometimes he moved or walked, and sometimes he sat down in one place. Sometimes he lay down, behaving exactly like cows, deer, and crows. In that way, he ate, drank, passed stool and urine, and cheated the people in this way. It's very interesting how the Supreme Lord, Lord Rishabdev, he's not a Sakyavesa avatar, he's Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva means he is capable of doing like that of Lord Krishna. The potency is that of the same. But when other avatars of Lord Krishna comes, of course, they're all very difficult to understand. They're not so easy, either in the human form or in other species of life. And it says, as there are many species of life, there are also as many different kinds of incarnations of the Supreme Lord. So here he came as a Rajarishi, as a saintly king who had 100 sons, and he's about to retire. In those days, the kings, they retire. The leaders, they retire. Specifically, to devote the later part of their life for having it conducive to think of the Supreme Lord, to become Krishna conscious. And of course, they're already Krishna conscious, but still they have to devote the rest of their life to become more what you say are called in samadhi. Samadhi means trance. And King Rishabdev, Lord Rishabdev, is of the same path for others to follow. Unlike nowadays, the leaders, they want to be on their position as long as they have their last breath. They don't want to give it up. They would like, just like I've read in newspaper, or not, well, we don't read newspaper, but we've read from news the other day, there's one place in Middle East, and he's been there for like third or fourth term. In America, they only have 2 terms. After that, you're not allowed to re-elect. Is that correct? So this is the last term of the present president. He's finished after this. Either he like it or not. But Lord Rishabdev, he wants to prepare. So he's living here like an avaduta. An avaduta means he's very highly evolved and advanced devotee, but he acts in such a way that contrary to the norm of the regular person or layman. He acts in such a way that it's like it's not desirable for a normal person to do. It's like here he passes stool and urine wherever, you know, wherever and whenever. He doesn't, you know, do the proper etiquette of going to a latrine or something. But then his body is completely transcendental, and as we've heard, his stool and his urine is so fragrant. Because whatever is in related to the Supreme Lord is what you call Supreme Absolute Truth. The Supreme Absolute Truth means everything in relation to Krishna or his expansions, they are spiritual. So you can smell, even if you're in Delhi, if you pass stool here and you're in Delhi, you can smell. Where is this smell coming from? 80 miles is around 120 kilometers, 130 kilometers. So that is the distance between Vrindavan and Delhi. This is how far the aroma of the, it's not refuse, it's actually you may say it's not a waste. And he behaves here, it's like another example. Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, in order to avoid the materialists because they bother him for benediction, he will also perform or act in such a way that he'll be inside a latrine where people pass through. We pass through, we go out immediately after our business, right? But Gaurakishore Das Babaji, he will remain there so no one will disturb him. This is how transcendental they are. So Lord Rishabhdev here, he followed the behavior of cows, deer, and crows. Have you seen a cow? So peaceful. No saying anything. And they have teeth, but they don't bite. It's like we stay in Goshala, and we've noticed this every day, that there is so much in the mode of goodness. So much in the mode of goodness, and you come to them, you can do whatever you like to them practically. And they will not protest. Of course, nowadays, the slaughterhouses, they kill so many animals, and they know they have feelings also. And they cry. They cry that so much so that they don't want these things to happen to them. But if you go to Goshala, which is very, very conducive for Krishna consciousness, our Krishna consciousness, if you come visit at least once a week, something, or even twice a week, or even every day, you'll get more of a feeling of how peaceful one can be and have a feeling of what Vrindavan is like. What is it like in Goloka Vrindavan, being with the cows, planet of the cows? So he's like a deer also. He behaved like a deer. A deer is like this also. They're very quiet, but they're very very difficult to catch. They go very fast. If you kind of see them in the street or in the roads, like in America, it's normal if you drive at nighttime because they're very attracted to lights. Once you see them, and once they see you, they will run away immediately. It's very elope. Yeah, it's very difficult to get them. And he's compared to the crows. What is a crow? It's a bird. What color is that bird? Black. Where do you find the crows all the time? Practically. In the garbage. It's the opposite of swan or hansa. Now, how is it that Lord Rishabhdev is compared or behaved like a crow? What does a crow do? Always looking for garbage or always in the garbage. So Maharaj Rishabhdev, in order to avoid the general populace, he would be near those areas where the general populace will not normally come and go. So in this way, he's cheating them. Because he's not really cheating them. He just doesn't want to be bothered. Doesn't want to be bothered by general populace, the general public. So the general public cannot appreciate him. Sigourney Tai, Panchatatva Ki Jai, Parampara Ki Jai, Sad Goswami Ki Jai, Sisi Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, and the two cows Ki Jai, and Radha Shyam Lalita Visakha Devi Ki Jai. So because they disturb him, he lives like an avaduta. So usually they will tease him and they will do many preparable acts to, just like, you know, a person who, when they see, only if a person has a heart, but if it doesn't have a heart, he will tease a madman, a crazy person. You've seen this? Have you noticed this? Sometimes a mad person is already mad, but then people who doesn't have hearts, doesn't have compassion, they will go near them and they will torture that person more. I've seen it. So this is the nature of Lord Rishabdev. In order for them not to commit offenses towards him, then he himself will move away from the general people so that they will not give him any trouble. And this is good for them ultimately, because if they do, then it's not good for themselves. So in this way, he kind of cheated them. He acted in such a way that he is like an avaduta, not a normal person, but very highly Krishna conscious. Externally, he looks like an ordinary, wild, crazy, dirty person. But inside, what counts? So we should not judge by the external, so to speak here. Is that all right here? So let's move on now to Gadadhar Pandit. Srila Prabhupada mentions one time, I was hearing a lecture, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says that one must understand the Panchatattva in order to go back home, back to Godhead. If we don't understand who are the Panchatattva, the members of the Panchatattva, that's including Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Shivas, Sri Advaita, and Gadadhar, then it's not very conducive for us, not so easy for us to go back to Godhead. Of course, we all want to go to Krishna Loka. One can go back to Godhead like in Vaikuntha planets, which is the spiritual world as well, but it's not the same, because we are followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we follow in his footsteps in the mood that he exhibited 500 years ago. Lord Chaitanya is none other than combined form of Radha and Krishna. Si Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Lord Nityananda is none other than Balaram, Adi Guru. He is the original spiritual master, whom if we please, then we get the mercy of Gauranga, and then we will get the mercy of Radha and Krishna. Shivas Thakur is Narad Muni, he is a Bhakta avatar. Narad Muni is the most famous transcendental spaceman, Vaishnava, who traveled all over the universe, not just in this universe, in the whole material creation, and without visa he can go back and forth in the spiritual world without showing any passport. He can be in an instant wherever there is a pastime of the Supreme Lord, which is very, very important. He can talk with the demons, he can talk with the devotees alike freely. Advaita Acharya, none different than Sadashiva and Mahavishnu at the same time. This is why it's called Advaita. And he is Goswami, even though he is married. There are three Goswamis, thin Goswamis. Advaita Acharya also. Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later on, Gadadhar. Gadadhar Pandit also took sannyas. Is another Dashimati Radha Rani. According to Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj, and also to according to Kabi Karnapur, who ascertained all the different associates of Radha and Krishna, they all came also in the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Gaura Leela. All these different associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they have also expansions of the different associates of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. So that same person, the daughter of King Bishabhanu, Bishabhanu Nandini, is none other than Gadadhar Pandit. He came in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he came as in the mood of a devotee, specifically in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So we have two Radharanis here. How is this? How is that? In the highest level, when one reaches the level of Nishtha, Nishtha means fixed. In the beginning we have what you call Shraddha. We become fixed also, but it's not so fixed as Nishtha. Nishtha means you cannot be moved. Your faith on the Supreme Lord and His associates are so much so that no one can sway you from understanding and surrendering unto them. Unlike in the Kanishtha stage, like we are, if somebody has a better logic and argument and a little bit more well-versed in the scripture, or even a Mayavadi, and if we're not very strong in our determination, in our understanding philosophically, we can become like them. But Nishtha, at the time when one is in Nishtha, and what to say of Ruchi? Ruchi means you start to have taste. Taste of the holy name, taste for serving the Lord. When one is in love, usually he doesn't express through words. When one is in love, he expresses himself or herself through the eyes. Bright eyes or effulgent coming from his body or her body. When one is in love, it's like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, whenever he will give class, his body will turn red. That's the color of love. In the material world, it's a color of passion. Right? Have you seen cars, race cars? They're all red color. But in the spiritual world, you blush. You blush, that means you turn red. So a person who's in love, usually he expresses things not by words. Sometimes a person who's in love is quiet. She's quiet. Doesn't say anything. Unlike a mad person who just wants to show something that he is in love or not really in love, he's talkative. So, Gadadhar Pandit, he is 1 year younger. But I've read in some place that he is few years younger than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But his father and his mother, Madhav Mishra and Ratnavati Devidasi, they're both friends of Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra. Mother Sachi considers Ratnavati as her sister, and they live close by in Navadvip. And Gadadhar Pandit and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's called Nimai during the early days of his pastimes, childhood pastimes, or early youth. They're always together. They are inseparable. They cannot be separated. They go together to the school of Gangadas Pandit in Ganganagar. And they will play together. They will go swimming together in Ganga. But at times, because Gadadhar Pandit is so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness right from the early childhood, that he doesn't like Nimai whenever he will be arguing with his students, friends, or with his students, because later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also established his stall or his school. He doesn't like this, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always arguing with logic, with grammar, which is right and which is wrong. So sometimes he would distance himself away from Nimai. And Nimai would notice this, so he would run after Gadadhar, and he would say, "Gadadhar, do not worry. Someday I will be a great Vaishnava that even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will be knocking at my door. That great I will be." So one day, because of his father, Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his father passed away, so he went to Gaya to do Pinda. And this is the second time that he met his guru, Iswarapuri. The first time he met Iswarapuri was, he was a pundit, Nimai pundit. And Iswarapuri had this book that he wrote, Krishna Charita. Krishna Charita. So he asked Nimai to see if there is anything wrong. So he read, he gave him for one night, he read the whole Krishna Charita. And Nang Nimai says, there is something wrong here. Something is wrong. One or two verses, they're not in the proper wordings. And so Iswarapuri took the book again, and he figured out. At nighttime he says, yes, something is wrong here. But then the next day he found out that there's really nothing wrong here. So he told Nimai that, well, there's nothing wrong here. And Nimai says, okay. So this was like an indication that Iswarapuri will be his spiritual master. And this developed further when they met each other in Gaya. So he was initiated in the Harinam, Nam Diksha, Harinam. So he went back to Navadvip. And he was a changed person then. He's not the same anymore. Before he was like, you know, arguing, erudite. Now he's very well behaved, but more of like a madman, intoxicated with chanting of the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he's always looking for Krishna. Hey Krishna, hey Krishna, where are you? Where are you? I cannot find you. So one night, Gadadhar Pandit, he heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be discussing about Krishna, the holy name, at the residence of Suklambar Brahmachari. But he was not invited. He was not invited. So he went inside the house, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they'll be outside in the courtyard discussing about Lord Krishna and chanting, engage in Harinam Sankirtan. Somehow, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell into ecstasy and he became unconscious. Now, Gadadhar Pandit was inside. But everyone was so outside, they were so astonished about how this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really changed after coming back from Gaya, that they didn't know what to do. They were all surprised also that before he was not like this. He was not losing his consciousness. He doesn't come into trance. So how is this? What are we gonna do? So everyone start like crying. Everyone start crying. And so after some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came into his consciousness. Everybody stopped crying, and they all became jubilant as ever, and they started again chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed and heard that there is one person who is still crying, and they're not amongst the devotees who are surrounding him. he heard that this person is crying is from inside the house. So Mukunda and Gadadhar Pandit, they're very, very close friends. That's why I call best friends also. Mukunda Datta is the the favorite singer of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the best singer of them all. So Suklambar Chakrabarti also, Suklambar Brahmachari, was asked, who is chanting? Oh, who is crying? And Suklambar says, it is he, your Gadadhar. So Lord Chaitanya asks for Suklambar to get Gadadhar. And he asked, why are you crying? Actually, he was crying. His head is down and sobbing. Crying like a child. And he asked, why are you crying? Gadadhar says, I'm crying because I can feel how much love you have for Krishna. And I don't have that love. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no. It is the opposite. Actually, you have more love than I do. I do not have any love for Krishna. Because I can still remember when we were young kids or children, you already surrendered to Krishna, not me. It's only after I received the holy name from my initiating spiritual master that I started to have this kind of feeling. So who is more Krishna conscious? Who is more? It is you. Anyway, he became pacified, so he stopped also. So this Mukunda Datta, he's a good friend of Gadadhar Pandit. And whenever there is a very advanced Vaishnava who come to Navadvip, Mukunda Datta will hear, and he will always want to have darshan. So one day, on the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also asked Gadadhar to accompany Mukunda Datta, and you go and see this Vaishnava. He is very advanced. So Mukunda Datta, along with Gadadhar Pandit, they went and see this Vaishnava. And when Gadadhar Pandit saw this Vaishnava, he was surprised. What is this? He looks like a gross materialist. Look, he's lying down on a soft sofa with silk covered with wild silk. He has what do you call this? Chuka? Chuka, you know, like a tobacco pipe. And, huh? Yeah, and a tambula. He has many servants. They have this pan, you know, this tambula. Have you seen people eating tambula and then they go like this after some time? So we offer tambula also to our lordships every day. But this is not for us. This is only for them. Mayapur also, they do it. He's in Brijabasis or the Pandits or the Brahmanas. They have their lips are always red. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on also, his lips are always red because of this tambula or this pan. And same with this person. He's been fanned with very big peacock fan. His seat is very ornate. It's decorated with pearls and jewels all over the place. So within his mind, Gadadhar Pandit was saying, what is this? How can it be said as an advanced devotee, Vaishnava? One of the meaning of a Vaishnava is that simplicity. A Vaishnava means simple. Not complicated, not extravagant, not luxurious. So within his mind, he says, this cannot be. He is wrong. So he told this to... and actually, he didn't say anything to Mukunda Datta. Mukunda Datta can see from his face that there is a doubt from his friend, Gadadhar Pandit, that this person is like an imposter. This person's name is none other than Pundarik. Pundarik Vidya Nidhi. So, to prove to Gadadhar Pandit that actually he's a very advanced Vaishnava, I will recite a verse from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam explaining the quality of Putana, whereby she has this motherly affection, even though her main motive is to kill Krishna by feeding baby Krishna from the breast of hers who is anointed with poison. And Krishna did not see this, that, oh, she's here to kill me, I don't like her. No, Krishna sees the main nature, which is the motherly. He sees the good side of being a mother, affection also of Putana. So when he recited this, Mukundadatta, very loud, then Pundarik Vidyanidhi started to become uneasy. He ripped his shirt and he's trying to put, you know, the nails, trying to break the covering of his chest, because he's trying to see also Krishna inside. He fell down, and while falling down, all the things become his crumbles, the very beautiful ornate seat where he is, all the jewelries and the pearls are hanging down, they're all over the place. Started to cry, and eventually he lost consciousness. So now, Gadadhar Pandit understood, I am wrong. I made an offense, a big blunder. So there's a lesson here for all of us, that we should not see the external of a devotee. Either he is in the male form or she is in the female form. A Vaishnava is a Vaishnava. Either he's a Grihastha, Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, or a Sannyas. Externally, we cannot tell who is really an advanced devotee. Only when they act or when they speak, we can tell he is a very advanced devotee. But mostly, when they act, they don't express. Usually, those who are in love with Krishna, as we mentioned earlier, they don't express through words. They express in how they serve Krishna. Sometimes devotees, they will cut vegetables for Krishna, and sometimes they will leave behind, you know, the skin. And I'm in a hurry, so let me offer this to Krishna. And then one devotee you will see, oh, very nicely, very scrutinizingly, seeing that everything is in good order and it's cut proportionately, cut in the right direction. So who's in love here? Who's in love? You can tell. But the other person is cutting fast. He says, no, I'm the best cook. Nuh-uh. Doesn't go like this. So we have to be careful to judge the Vaishnava. We're not to judge. It's Krishna who to judge. For us, we should always appreciate the good things of everybody. So, eventually, Gadadhar, he says, there is only one way I can atone for this. Because this is Vaishnava Aparad. Sadhuninda is the worst offense. There are two things, offense and sin. Sin you do, it can be atoned. But offense, there's a different way how to do it. Especially Vaishnava Aparad. Usually, no one knows if you commit an offense to the mind. Only one will know if you commit an offense through words, by criticizing others, or by action. But there's only one person who knows if you commit an offense to the mind, to a Vaishnava. Krishna. He knows. No one else knows. You can hide in your mind, but then in the mind it comes through words, and in words it becomes action. So one must be very careful. So Gadadhar Pandit says, there's only one way I will be able to counteract my aparad, is that I will take initiation from him. I will take initiation from him. He will be my guru. Now, Gadadhar Pandit is the guru of Gauranga. Gadadhar Pandit is the guru of Sarup Damodar, of Rupa, Sanatan, all the Goswamis. He's the guru of everyone. Every day in Jagannath Puri, he will be always reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be there also listening. So practically, he's the guru of everyone. So now here, the guru of everyone is taking another guru for himself. Srimati Radharani is the guru of everyone in Vrindavan, not Krishna. She is the guru of everyone. Bhartmani, she is the center in Vrindavan. Every if there is any reflection of bhakti, the source of bhakti, every devotional service that is present in the spiritual world is from Srimati Radharani. And any reflection in the material world of bhakti also comes from Radharani. We cannot make advancement without pleasing Radharani. If Radharani is pleased, Krishna is pleased. If there is no Radharani, there is no Krishna. Krishna is not complete without Radharani. There is no Vrindavan without Radharani. Ultimately. So Radharani having a guru, so how is this? So the Acharyas explains that this Pundarik Bijaniri is none other than his father in Braj, Vrishabhanu, Maharaj Vrishabhanu. So a daughter naturally is disciple of the father. Correct? So he accepted Pundarik Bijaniri, and Pundarik Bijaniri says, yes, I will accept you. There is no one more joyful in the three worlds except if he has the most qualified disciple to have. So the disciple must be qualified, the spiritual must be qualified also in order to have the fruit of love of God, Krishna praying. It is not that only the spiritual master is qualified and the disciple is not qualified. And the disciple will also think that he will go back home, back to Godhead. He must come to the stage where he will become qualified. Of course, disciple doesn't always think that he is qualified. Never a moment a disciple will think that he will become qualified in front of the eyes of his or her spiritual master. We only exist because of the mercy of our spiritual master. We can only serve Krishna by the mercy of our spiritual master. We are very unqualified. There is no time at all that we can become qualified. But by the mercy of our spiritual master, someday, hopefully, we will become qualified to be engaged in devotional service. So, one time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always in the mood of, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? I will give up my life right now. Where is Krishna? This is the mood because Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of who? Srimati Radharani. Now the main purpose of Gadadhar's appearance as Radharani is to assist Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She knows, as Radharani, she knows her mood also. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it says that he plunders, he took everything from Gadadhar. He took away everything from Gadadhar, who is Radharani. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took even the color and the mood, and nothing is left to Gadadhar. Only the mood of submissiveness. Now in Braj, is Radharani submissive or not? Huh? What do you read? What have you read? What have you understood? In Braj, is Radharani submissive to Krishna or not? No. You're correct, sir. He is, or she is, well, he is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, or she as Radharani. Radharani is in what you call the left wing gopi, unsubmissive, always opposite. And now, Gadadhar, who is Radharani, also, but he is not in the same mood as being a left wing. He's in the right wing. He's very gentle, very soft, very submissive. Now that is not the mood in the spiritual world of Radharani. But to assist Gauranga Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani, he came in the mood of Radharani because he cannot understand what is it that I have that Radharani is so much attracted to. I have to come in the mood of a bhakta to understand this mood. I cannot understand in the mood of Krishna. So I have to come in the mood of Radharani. So if I experience what is it like to be a bhakta, then I'll be able to understand. Do you follow? So, one time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking for Krishna, and Gadadhar was there, and so he doesn't know what to say, because he's like, you know, he's always so much in anguish. And immediately he replied, Krishna is in your heart. Again, Krishna is in your heart. So he opened up. And then Mother Sachi, actually, when he saw that Gadadhar Pandit, able to stop Lord Chaitanya by saying, oh, Krishna will come very soon. Any moment now, Krishna will come. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ready to open up his heart also. Because when Gadadhar says, he is in your heart, he wants to see Krishna. This is how mad Gauranga Mahaprabhu about seeing Krishna. And so Gadadhar Pandit says, any moment now Krishna will show himself. And Sachimata, she was witnessing this from a distance, and immediately she came forward to Gadadhar Pandit and she said that, from now on, you please always be with my Nimai. Don't leave him for any moment. For a single moment. So one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He took sannyas to experience more of this mood of gopi bhav. And also, especially, he took sannyas to propagate the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and to cheat the Mayavadis. In this way, we've heard this story between Lord Chaitanya and the Prakashananda Sarasvati in Varanasi. Okay, there's another story. So, Satchimata requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to, if you're going to go, because usually, and this is the custom that sannyasi never lives in his birthplace or his village. He has to move on. He has to go away because attachment is very strong, that you can become attached again to your family members and that's it. That's one more birth if you become attached to your families. And this is not just for sannyasis, this is for grihasthas as well. The greatest bondage in this material world is family attachment. So, she requested for Satchinandan to please reside nearby, and Jagannath Puri is the ideal place to reside. And so much so that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, okay, I'm going, so I'll bid farewell to you now. So everyone was so much devastated. They don't know what to do because they want to part with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is their life and soul. So now they have excuse that every year they have to go to Jagannath Puri to attend Ratha Yatra. That is only their excuse. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rebuked him. Why are you here? What are you doing here? Oh, we came here to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. But internally, their main reason is to be with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now, Gadadhar Pandit, he took sannyas also. Soon after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas to be with Lord Chaitanya. Now he cannot say, I'm only coming here for Ratha Yatra. Now as a sannyas, he wants to be with Lord Chaitanya because his base is in Jagannath Puri. But one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would like to come to Vrindavan, visit Vrindavan. And then, Gadadhar Pandit would like to come with him. He says, no, you cannot come. You took the vow of Kshetra Sannyas. Yeah, but I want to be with you. I want to serve you. I want to assist you. No, I don't want to be the cause of you breaking your vow of Kshetra Sannyas. Kshetra Sannyas means they don't move from many, many places. They're only in one place, in a holy dham specifically. And we have an example of that here. Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, who never wanted to go live even outside the four walls of Krishna Balaram Mandir, is here the whole time. Or if someone will go, by evening time he will come back. We have that also in the last days of Ayendra Prabhu. Even though he's been invited in many, many places, he will never leave Vrindavan. Or if he goes to Delhi for Kirtan, he will go same day. That is Kshetra, Kshetra Sannyas, fixed. So what to do now? But somehow or other, Gadadhar Pandit stopped Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his plan to go to Vrindavan that time. But later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went also. Now there is this one person, a devotee named Balavacharya. You've heard of Balavacharya? He is the leader of Pusti Marg. Pusti Marg means they are the ones who worship baby Gopal. Have you seen people, pilgrims in the temple? They come with young baby Gopal in the small basket. Huh? They are worshippers of Lord Krishna in the mood of Vatsalya. Now of course, maybe they have that mood of serving Krishna as a baby, but it will not be invoked for everyone immediately, not until we start first as being a servant or dasya mood. It will develop eventually if that is our mood to serve Krishna. So in a sense, it is not meant for everyone, and it's not meant for us. If we are in the mood of Vatsalya or Madhurya or Shanta or Dasya or Sakya, first we have to go with Dasya, being a servant. So Balabhacharya, he met Lord Chaitanya before, and then he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again, the second time in Jagannath Puri. And this time he made a commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ignored him, as if he did not exist. Now Balabhacharya felt something. What is this? Jai Sri Grace Kratu Prabhu Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. So he felt like a rabbit amongst the elephants. He felt really small, because no one is actually hearing him. No one would like to hear what he's going to say. Because he made one comment that Sridhar Swami's commentary is not really bona fide. He just kind of mentioned it one time. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you cannot, because Sridhar Swami is the original commentator of the Bhagavatam. So how can you say that? So he doesn't want to listen. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't want to listen to him. The other associates doesn't want to listen to him. And in order for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to listen to him, Balabhacharya says, "Oh, I have one meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You want to hear?" "No, I don't want to hear it," Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. And then Balabhacharya, to start conversation, "What is your meaning of Maha Mantra?" I have only two meanings of Maha Mantra. Maha Mantra means Yasoda Nandana and Shama Sundar. That's it. That's it. Nothing else. That's the end of it. Of course, there's a deeper meaning of this, who is Shama Sundar and who is Nandanandana. We all know Nandanandana. Oh, Yasoda Nandana, the son, darling son of Mother Yasoda. That's another story. And Shama Sundar, who is blackish outside, but actually is golden inside. So He cannot start a conversation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he found Gadadhar Pandit. And what is the mood of Gadadhar Pandit? Submissive, gentle, very peaceful. And he doesn't retaliate. So when Balabhacharya talked to him, "I want to explain to you this Srimad Bhagavatam." But who knows better than Gadadhar Pandit? Gadadhar Pandit is he knows Bhagavatam inside and out. Because he is Srimati Radharani. And the main topic of the Bhagavatam is that person whom you will never see her name in the Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami, right? He didn't mention the name of Radharani, because if he started mentioning the name of Radharani, then he will go in trance and Bhagavatam will never be finished. So Balabhacharya, he started relating his commentary to Gadadhar Pandit, who is a little bit annoyed now, because this is not proper. But he cannot say anything. And what can he say also to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself doesn't want to talk, and now he's talking with Balabhacharya. So much so that Gadadhar Pandit, he felt very guilty. What am I doing here? I'm actually disobeying the orders of Lord Chaitanya, my dear Lord. I'm talking to this person where we're not supposed to talk to him. So later on, Lord Chaitanya revealed to Balabhacharya that actually, I just want to rectify you. I just want to teach you a lesson. That's why I'm not talking to you. A spiritual master or a Vaishnava, if they neglect you for some time, don't think that they do not like you anymore. They're just doing some kind of heart operation on you. Because sometimes we become familiar with our spiritual master. We'd like to enjoy instead serving the guru. And this is very often seen because the guru is not present all the time. So when the guru comes, the disciple becomes happy and jubilant, of course. But they kind of lost the main purpose. They just want to enjoy his company, his association, not to serve, which is we should be always doing. When the spiritual master goes, then the disciple feels like, well, same as usual. Casual, not jubilant in service, not enthusiastic. It should not be like that. So sometimes the guru or an advanced devotee will neglect a disciple or another devotee. This is only to teach them a lesson. Heart operation, so to speak. It's very delicate. Because if we see this in a wrong way, we see that guru is wrong. And then it becomes an aparad. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught Balabhacharya that you were wrong. You cannot say that Sridhar Swami is wrong because he was the original commentator. If you said that, then you are just like a prostitute. You are like a prostitute. You cannot say that. And now, Gadadhar, who is very submissive, he's like in the mood of Rukmini. He's Radharani. Rukmini also is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. But in a different mood again. Submissive, right wing. So, Balabhacharya understood that he was wrong. That he made an aparad again to this person, Gadadhar Pandit. And again, to rectify, just like Gadadhar, he asked Pundarik Bijanidhi to be his guru. So, Balabhacharya also asked Gadadhar Pandit to be his guru. And it mentions that this Balabhacharya is Sukadev Goswami. And Sukadev Goswami is the disciple of Sukha, parrot, which is Radharani. Sukadev. He's the best speaker of the Bhagavatam, just like Gadadhar. So, we have to be extra careful in this way. Now, am I keeping you here? You can all go now if you like, but I would like to mention maybe one or two more pastimes. Now, see, when a person is in love and you want to talk to that person, now, usually that person cannot look straight on you. And when you talk to a person who's in love with you, that person will answer you back, but that person is shy. He doesn't want to show that he or she is in love with you. And you will do many, many things. Sometimes if you have a pen and a paper, you'll be writing down and you're answering the same time. That person, the other person. Or you will do many, many things, not directly like kind of putting your mind away. So one time, this was in Jagannath Puri, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in very ecstatic mood, and he was scrolling, writing or drawing something in the sand. there is one place in Jagannath Puri is considered as Govardhan. It's a replica. Even though Jagannath Puri is in the mood of Dwarka, with awe and reverence, but at the same time also there is Govardhan there. So he's in a mood, always thinking of Krishna, Radharani, always thinking of Krishna. So he was drawing in the sand with his, scribing in the sand with his hand, and he was scribing a figure, a tree bending form figure. And then Gadadhar, somehow, he came by and he told Gadadhar, "Gadadhar, I have a gift for you. I have something for you." And what is it? "Oh, it's right here." And the same place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drawing this figure of Lord Krishna in tree bending form. And what is it? "Just go look. Just put aside some sand and you will see." So Gadadhar started to move away some sand, and lo and behold, there was the crown of a murti. And he still keep on taking away the sand, and eventually there is a full form, a tree bending form of Gopinath. And it was named Tota Gopinath because it was found where there is an orchard or plantation of olives. So it's Tota Gopinath. So he was given the care to take care, Gadadhar Pandit, to take care of this deity of Gopinath. And he became the head pujari of Tota Gopinath. So one day when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to finish his pastime, there were two things that where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. He says that one of them is the Tota Gopinath, and one of the there's a hole in one of the legs of Tota Gopinath where he entered. And one of the reasons why they conclude that he disappeared from Tota Gopinath, he entered Tota Gopinath, is they saw his outer garments outside of the temple. Some say he merged in Jagannath also, the murti of Jagannath. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur also, he accepted that either with Jagannath or with Tota Gopinath. So, soon after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Gadadhar Pandit also, he became, he aged old very quickly. So much so that in order to put garland to Tota Gopinath, he's not able to do so. Because when you become old, either you are like bent like this, but mostly you become bent like this. Right? Your back become bent. So, Tota Gopinath, he understood the mood of his devotee, Srimati Radharani. He himself sat down. His self-manifest deity, Tota Gopinath, because of the love of his devotee, Gadadhar, was none other than Srimati Radharani. In order for him to serve him better and easily, he himself sat down. So as far as we know, he is the only sitting down deity of Krishna. Do you know any Krishna deities still sitting down? No, he is the only one. So it becomes easily, and then he's able to do, but because of separation from his beloved, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit also, he cannot stay any more longer in this material world. That it is said that he also merged in one of those holes. There's no body found when Gadadhar Pandit left this world. But yesterday we went to his
Danta Samadhi, his Tut Samadhi, here in near Bamsi Gopal Temple. Bamsi Gopal Temple is a temple where Srila Prabhupada stayed before moving to Radha Damodar. It's just nearby there. It's a small shrine, very small. And we saw also a deity of Radha and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar. So we don't worship Gaur or Gadai, Gauranga or Gaur Gadadhar, because this is a very elevated. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is in that level, so he can worship them. But for us, even to worship Radha Krishna is very elevated. None different than Gaur Gadadhar, but Gaur Gadadhar is very more deep. It's not easily understood. Can be understood. So the best is that we worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Krishna Balaram, Radhesham. And since today is his appearance day, would like to appeal to Gadadhar Pandit, to Srimati Radharani, that to give us her mercy to enable us to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, have the taste for chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's only when we have this taste of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that we'll become more eager to serve their lordships and been able to serve the Vaishnavas, so much so that it'll be easier for us to attain Krishna Prema. We should have this mood. The mood of Radharani in Gadadhar personality is that of the third verse of the Sikshastakam. Trinadapi sunichena taror iva sahisnuna amanena manadena kirtaniya sudahari. So this should be our mood also, always in a submissive, humble way. Don't become proud any time, at any moment, because as soon as we become proud, then that will be the cause of our fall down. We are the most insignificant, nothing, zero, practically. But Krishna will notice if you are the most humble of them all. Like Gadadhar. In the Madhurya Ras, in Gaura Leela, Gadadhar Pandit is the closest. But it says that Lord Chaitanya has three and a half most intimate friends or associate. Sarup Damodar, Ramananda, Madhavi Devi, and Sikkimahiti. So where is Gadadhar here? Where is Gadadhar? He is the most intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. He knows more Lord Chaitanya than anybody else. In the Vatsalya mood, it is Lord Nityananda and Sachimata. They know the mood. That is their mood. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sarup Damodar, and more also in conjugal, but more than anybody else, it's Gadadhar. Because if Gadadhar will tell Lord Chaitanya, no, you are Krishna. If Gadadhar did not help or assist in the mood of Radharani, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will forget himself and he will act as if he is Krishna. So that is the importance of Gadadhar Pandit's appearance to assist Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in understanding the mood of Radharani, so that Krishna himself will understand, how is it that Radharani is so attracted to me? What is it that I have that Radharani has attracted me the most? We'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.